This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you, Joe. Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury, in the studio with...
Frida Liu.
Arvind Yuvraj.
We're having a discussion today in the studio about whether or not there are too many distractions in vehicles nowadays. We're trying to involve you guys at home, but hopefully we're not distracting you too much whilst talking on your radio as you're driving. But the idea is, according
WhatsApp
to...
WhatsApp us.
You can pull over and WhatsApp us, please. According to research by the AAA Foundation, they're saying that for the older generation, some of the new infotainment systems can be a little bit too distracting. They have to run through two or three different menus to get information and one thing or another. We've had a couple of tweets regarding the story.
Yeah, so Dr. Shafiq says that the Tesla Roadster is clean, but it's a bit too clean. Maybe the dashboards, the interface on the inside, which is true, but it's also, I think there were plans to make that car modular, so they would install stuff that could sort of like fold and flip depending on what you were doing in the car and if the car was driving itself. So maybe it's not the permanent design for that car, but for at the moment, it's a super clean car.
There you go. Let us know, folks. You've got the numbers. You've got the handles. We've got a final story of the day, courtesy of Arvind. Companies love running on ancient operating systems.
Yeah, so there's this old saying that goes, Microsoft's biggest competition is Microsoft. And a lot of people say that because for some reason, companies love sticking with their old operating systems years and years after support for that system has ended. And it's a weird habit that they have, but it keeps happening over and over. And Microsoft has no real solution on how to solve it. Like I'm sure you've seen companies or hospitals or offices, even clinics that run on like old school monitors.
Yes.
And you see them having like either Windows XP or God forbid, like Windows 98 or something like that. We've all seen it. It happened like recently. For some
Windows NT as well.
Oh. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So I don't know how they defy physics and still have these operating systems, but they do. Like a lot of companies still run on them. There's a new study to back up this sentiment by Spiceworks Future of Network and Endpoint Security that says 32% of organizations still have at least one Windows XP device connected to their network. Now, for some context, Windows XP was released in 2001. So if a kid was born that year, it means that they will be finished secondary school in a few months and they will be off to college next year. That is how old Windows XP is.
Older than my kid. Okay.
Yeah. The final release for XP, which was Service Pack 3, came out in 2008, which was 11 years ago. Microsoft stopped support for XP in 2014, which was 5 years ago. Support for XP's final variant, which is Windows Post Ready 2009, ended in April this year. So that's how old the system is. And it's not just weird to have it running in your company, especially if you're on a network, but it's also dangerous because it's a system that wasn't built to take on today's cyber threats. Moving on to Windows 7, 79% of organizations still have at least one Windows 7 system on their network. Two-thirds plan to migrate all the machines off Windows 7 once the end support ends in January next year, with a quarter saying that they will migrate after that deadline. Again, for context, Windows 7 is 10 years old, Windows 8 is 6 years old, Windows 8.1 is 5 years old, Windows 9 is nothing years old because it never happened, and everyone should be on Windows 10 at least, or the latest update of Windows 10.
I have a theory as to why some companies have remained on these older operating systems. And correct me if you think I might be wrong. It's because they don't have updates and they don't have to put up with the logging into your computer, switching it on, and for the first half an hour, 40 minutes, 2 hours, however long it takes, excuse me whilst I update. And you don't have a choice as to whether or not it's going to update or not. You know, you can kind of schedule it, but often those schedules get skipped and it just does it regardless.
You can just stop your updates.
Yeah, and I mean, if you're in the middle of doing something, let's say you're in a hospital or something, the software is running on XP, you know it's not going to suddenly update in the middle of a CT scan.
Right. It's like, why fix what's not broken?
Right.
Which is...
Yeah, but, you know, we have new tech now, we have new threats now that obviously need addressing, and Windows 10 does that. Mm-hmm. It just, in the way in which it implements these updates, can be a little bit frustrating.
Speaking about threats, so they did the study also spoke about what are the biggest dangers of having like old systems, especially if it's on the network. Zero-day attacks like WannaCry, so that's the biggest threat. If something like that happens, then it can just spread on the network, literally like an actual virus. If you have an OS that isn't being updated for newer threats, or the firmware simply cannot be updated with newer tech anymore, then your computer is at risk. If it's connected to a network, then the entire network is on a risk, maybe meaning that it can cripple your entire company if you're not careful. Insider data leaks, that's an obvious one. Attacks on IoT devices is also a big problem. Supply chain attacks, DDoS attacks, and finally, cryptojacking. In the study, fewer than 20% of respondents said their business was completely prepared for common threats like the one that I just mentioned. So less than 20%. Say that their company has like full protection, and which means that all of them feel their company is at some kind of risk if one of these things happens. So I think maybe this is like less of a story and more of like a PSA. If you're in a company, or if you're the founder of a company, if you're not the boss, then tell your boss or tell the IT people or something. If you see a Windows XP or Windows 7 somewhere in your office, it shouldn't be there.
Also, on top of that as well, and this is something that living in Asia, a lot of people have become very aware of, you know, if you're running software, make sure it's legitimate as well, because it's okay saying, oh, I'm running Windows 10 and I have the latest patch or whatever. But if you are running an illegitimate version of that version of Windows, you're not going to get the updates and your computer will be at risk.
Yeah, it'll keep going on an update loop and you'll be operating on a system that is completely open to any kind of new threat. Like we saw with the WannaCry stuff. Yeah. That is how so many computers got infected.
Any more messages before we wrap up?
Yes, I have a few actually. This is one here. It's from 0812. There's nothing wrong with infotainment in a car. It's there for passengers. The issue is the drivers accepting their responsibility, the lives of not just themselves, but the passengers and other people in the road. It comes down to discipline. And here we've got, here in Brunei, many companies still running a Windows XP even after MS no longer supporting it. So when we complain to IT department, they have to do some magic. And distracting cars. Someone shared a link. And this is from Christopher Lim. He said that modern cars have too many beeping warning sounds, don't even know what some of them means. And he says, I've seen ATM machines using Windows XP.
Yeah.
Which bank?
Yeah.
Yeah. I have seen that. Recently, in fact. Right. We should probably wrap up for the day. But yeah, you're right. A bit of a PSA there. If you see XP anywhere, 98, NT, 7 or 8, you should perhaps speak to the IT department.
Maybe the least you can go down to is 8.1. Yeah. Like Windows 8.1 is fine. But anything before that, you know, maybe speak to the IT guys or the guys.
All right, time for us to wrap up, ladies and gents. If you're only just joining us, of course, you can download the podcast available a little bit later on in all the places that you normally download your podcasts from. But don't forget to make sure you park your car before you do that. Be safe, because apparently there are too many distractions in vehicles nowadays, which was our topic of the day, of course. If you want to listen out for more of this, it will be discussed, I think, a little bit later on Cruise Control this evening as well. We may have a bit of a discussion about that. It'll be going at 8 p.m. tonight. We then moved on to the story about
4 mistakes when you're making when you're giving people bad news.
Then we spoke about how companies love running on ancient operating systems like the 17-year-old Windows XP.
I'd like to thank our guest, Daniel Fernandez from DSF.my. Thank you very much for the information there, Daniel. And, of course, our producer of the day was Christine Wong. She ran around like a mad person getting Daniel on the phone earlier on. Don't go anywhere though. Coming up after the 1 o'clock news, of course, it is the Breakfast Grill replay. Indonesia is one of our largest trade partners, and the Breakfast Grill spoke with Mari Elka Pangestu, the former Minister of Trade for Indonesia, about her outlook on the Indonesian economy given the ongoing US-China trade war. All coming up after the 1 o'clock news. My name is Rich Bradbury on behalf of Fried Liu and Arvin Raj. We'll be back same time. Yuvaraj, in fact. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow at 12 o'clock here on BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.